The Earth Justice Report focuses on the widespread use of chlorpyrifos in the United States and how the population is exposed through drinking water, food, and air. The Environmental Protection Agency is required to announce rules on the pesticide later this month. Earth Justice is calling on the EPA to ban its use on food crops. Earth Justice lawyers have pushed the agency for years over its failure to consider the neurotoxic impact on children. In April, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, ordering the EPA to ban the use of chlorpyrifos on food crops unless it can be proven safe. Patty Goldman is the lead Earth Justice attorney on the case.
So EPA has to end the permission for chlorpyrifos to be on foods unless it can make a finding that chlorpyrifos is safe for some set of uses, maybe some subset. The Ninth Circuit said repeatedly that EPA couldn't make a finding that chlorpyrifos is safe based on the evidence that was before the court, and really doubted that EPA could make such a finding, but gave it that out, if you will, so that it's possible EPA would try to make such a finding.
One option the EPA is said to be considering is to adopt rules written by the Trump administration's EPA, which would allow 11 food crops to be sprayed with chlorpyrifos. Meanwhile, industry is leaning on the EPA to continue allowing such uses. A recent investigation by The Intercept described a federal agency that is reluctant to withstand the intense pressures from powerful chemical company lobbyists who spend millions of dollars and employ former EPA scientists to make their case. Patty Goldman explains.
What the Trump proposal does is it just abandons any effort to find a level of exposure that would be safe for children. So it continues to find that harm to children's brains is happening at lower exposure levels than what it would allow. But it said, we don't know what that exposure is. And so they're just going to allow it. And under the Ninth Circuit decision, that would be pretty outrageous. And, you know, so we would go to court and we would win again. But it would delay protecting children from the pesticides.
According to Earth Justice, the EPA's own estimate is that drinking water across the nation could be contaminated with chlorpyrifos. And in the most contaminated areas, such as the Central Valley, levels are far higher than what is safe for children. And worse, when the pesticide encounters water, it forms chlorpyrifos oxon, which is 1,000 times more toxic. Patty Goldman says that presents a widespread medium for human contact.
When EPA's looked at different routes of exposure, the drinking water is much higher of a concern than food. Not that food isn't a concern, but the drinking water is because of the oxon, and because it chlorination in a water system, I think that makes the oxon form even more. So drinking water, now worker exposures and drift, of course, are huge because, you know, people are getting more directly exposed, but the drinking water's more of a driver of finding unsafe exposures.
The Earth Justice Report points out numerous findings of potential harm to the general public. Farming communities are especially burdened with the pervasive use of chlorpyrifos. Although it's no longer used in California, residues of the contamination continue to harm the health of children in the Central Valley, where use was once heavy. In compiling its report, Earth Justice combined data from the Human Health Risk Assessments and agricultural pesticide use data. The data that scientists analyzed also includes information on 16 other organophosphates. That's a class of chemicals first developed by the Nazis for warfare and afterward transformed by chemical companies for commercial use. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the KPFA News and KFCF Radio.